Good morning, everybody. Time for Mile High Magazine, another Sunday morning. We'll share together for a while, talking with some very interesting guests. And, of course, today is no exception. I'm Murphy Houston. Joining us from the Denver Arts and Venues is Amber Foshi, and she's going to tell us about the Denver Public Art Summer Tour Series. Amber, welcome to Mile High Magazine.
Thanks for having me, Murphy.
Well, you know what? I have to admit, I've been here a long time, and I never even knew we had Denver Public Art Summer Tour Series. So I'm sure if I'm that way, and I've lived here a long time, there's got to be lots of others. So let's start off. Let's talk about and give us information about the Denver Public Art Tour. Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So we've been hosting guided tours typically during the summer. Sometimes in the winter, we have some indoor tours as well. We've been doing that for several years now. People can join us, meet up with either one of our professional and expert docents or one of our public art members, our staff members, and they take them on a guided tour, learn about the artwork, learn the history behind the art, who created it, when it was built, what it's made of, and a little bit more about how Denver Public Art works. This summer, we've got a whole bunch of different tours. We've got bicycle tours that are either downtown or along Cherry Creek. We have walking tours downtown, City Park, Civic Center, and Golden Triangle. We've got a family-friendly tour coming up on June 17th, which I am personally leading. I'm really excited for that.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, we've got tours usually on weekends and evenings, so people can join us after work or on their weekends. But we also have some lunchtime tours that are really short, so that people can actually take their lunch break and go learn about public art.
Unbelievable. Now, when we talk about art, explain that. Is it art as far as buildings? Does it go inside museums? Is it people's homes? How is that?
No. So the Denver Public Art Collection was started way back when Denver became a city, and different mayors, different people have been purchasing art or donating art to the city for more than 100 years now.
Wow.
But in 1988, Mayor Federico Pena actually made a public art ordinance, which promised that every time that the city underwent a construction project over $1 million, they were going to dedicate 1% of that budget to public art. So this is artwork that's in the public realm. You can see it in parks, near libraries, sometimes in buildings, usually outside. And we've been collecting and building the public art collection. There are now more than $40 million worth
Yikes.
Of public art in the collection, and more than 400 pieces. And a lot of times people see the artwork when they're walking down the street or driving down the street. They don't even realize it's part of this Denver Public Art Collection, but it's a great asset that the city has. There's also art in, like I said, in parks. There's art at the zoo, at the Botanic Gardens. So pretty much any facility, property that the city owns, there's art associated
wow.
with that. Yeah.
Well, not only does that sound fun, it sounds historical, and you might actually learn something.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Some of these artworks, like I said, are more than a century old. Really great historic arts, but also some really fun new art. And it's everything from sculpture to murals to paintings. We even have sound art. We've done some performance art pieces that live on our website through video. So it's pretty much anything that you can think of as art. It's incorporated into the Denver Public Art Collection.
And it sounds like young and old alike. I don't think it's just limited to adults here and maybe adults and kids here. It sounds like everything is for everybody.
Everything is for everybody. Like I said, the tour that I'm leading on June 17th is actually really focused on families and children. So we do a little bit of curriculum. We learn about some of the artwork. We only visit a small number, but so that we can really learn about that artwork. And we compare some really contemporary pieces. The Yearling by Donald Lipsky, which is near the Denver Public Library main branch right on 14th Street.
Sure.
And that's the one everybody recognizes as an adorable little white and brown horse on top of this giant red chair. So here's this contemporary horse. And then we walk across the street, we go to Civic Center Park, and we see these other horses, these bronze sculptures that were made in the 1920s and also feature horses. So we talk a little bit about what's similar, what's different, things like that, and learn a lot about those So three pieces of art. Of course, we visit a few other artworks as we're doing our little walking tour. And then at the end, we're going to have snacks, do some coloring, do some activities and things like that. So I'm excited for that.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Now, is there a fee involved with this, these tours?
Yeah, very inexpensive. Part of our mission is to make sure that people have access to art, music, and entertainment at low cost. So these are $5 tours, $5 per person, free for kids under 10, so or 10 and under.
Right.
So very affordable, and no additional ticket fees loaded onto those, just $5 straight. So people can visit our website, denverpublicart.org, and go to our tours page where they'll see it. You can either look at it by calendar, so you can pick a day, or you can look at it by theme and pick a tour that you want and then find your day. And then just click on register, and it'll take you right to that ticket link, and you can purchase your tickets right then and there.
Now, are there, and I was reading in my notes here a little bit about virtual and self-guided tours, and they're free.
And those are free, of course. Yeah. So we won't, the reason why we're asking you to pay is because you're going to show up, and we've a docent that we're paying to lead you on the tour. And this, more than anything, it ensures that hopefully people will not forget that they bought tickets.
Right.
But our virtual and our self-guided tours, we have on that tours page as well. We've collected works together by theme. So we have a tour for Women's History Month, for Hispanic Heritage Month. We also have tours that are kind of grouped together by, like, let's say, animals or artwork that you can interact with that makes noise, for instance. And those sometimes are spread out across the city, and so you can't visit them on one tour if you're walking, but you can learn about the artworks that way. And you can also build your own tours, which I think is really neat.
Wow.
So, yeah, a couple of ways you can do that. You can either just go to our homepage, denverpublicart.org, and click Explore Near Me, and it'll open up a map. And what you can do is you can drag and drop, zoom in on that map, and find the artworks around your house, your place of work, maybe somewhere you're visiting, and see what's happening, like, right there. But you can also just search for art by artist name, by description, by type of artwork. And if you create an account, you can start collecting these, putting them in your own gallery, and you can share those with other people. So let's say you've got a friend coming into town. You want to say, hey, you're staying near this hotel. Check out this art near where you're going to be. And you can put those artworks in the collection and email them that link. And then they can see the artwork near where they're staying.
Well, you're putting a lot of work into this, Amber. This sounds really, really detailed.
It's such a great way for people to really explore, you know, either in person, online, on their phone. If you visit an artwork page, you can click on the little pin on there, and actually it'll open up Google Maps so you can navigate. It'll give you your driving directions right to the artwork. So we've made it, hopefully, a really easy way for people to explore art wherever they're at, whether they're at home or on their phone driving around or walking around, or if they want to join us for a guided tour, they can do that too.
Unbelievable. Amber Foshi, who's with Denver Arts and Venues. So, Amber, I heard or read something about private tours. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So we've picked some dates and times and created tours for you to join us. But let's say you want to do a private tour with a group of your friends or some of your colleagues, like I said, on a lunch break maybe, or you've got a Girl Scout troop you want to do a tour with. What we can do is we can set up a private tour. We can find a date that works for our docents and you and your group of people and set up a private tour. All you need to do is email publicart@denvergov.org. And we can look at our calendars together, look at the artworks you're interested in, and set up a private tour for you. Again, $5 per person for those, but it's a great way for people to, I don't know, have a fun corporate outing, you know.
Sure.
Or you've got a family reunion in town and you want to take everybody on a little public art tour. So it's something that we've always talked about. This year is the first year we're really trying to launch that and really, again, meet people where they're at.
Well, sounds like you covered all the bases. And you talked a little bit about some of the art we could see around the Denver Public Library, Civic Center Park. Are there other pieces, other areas we can go and think, gosh, I probably walked by this 100 times and didn't even know what it was?
Right, for sure. So one way to do that is to use the Explore Near Me function on the website. But some of the artworks that people maybe walk by or drive by don't even realize it's there. Like we have Soundwalk, which is one of my favorites. It's along Curtis Street. And that's the little strip of sidewalk that talks to you. You can hear horses. You can hear chickens. You can hear lions roaring.
You're kidding.
You're walking up and down the street. Yeah, so it's one of those sound art pieces. It's really surprising for people who don't expect it to be there because all of a sudden the sidewalk is roaring at them. But that's one of those pieces of public art. Of course, everybody recognizes the Blue Bear at the convention center,
right.
Or the tall dancers right on Spear and Champa. But there's artwork that incorporates poetry, like around the Hyatt downtown. Oh, golly. Like I said, there's artwork in the zoo. There's artwork in the Botanic Gardens. It's really everywhere. In our courthouses, we have artwork. In our police stations, we have artwork. And
wow.
So maybe if you're on jury duty, you'll have a chance to see some of those artwork, right? But yeah, like I said, every time we're doing a major construction project, we're incorporating art to make it more beautiful and really enhance the experience of people who live and work in Denver.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Amber, I'm going to take you back a little bit, but I believe you mentioned just about a minute ago, there's a poem around the base of the Hyatt Regency Hotel downtown. A poem?
A poem. Yeah, so I've actually, made my way around to read the whole thing, but it's called O Truth of the Earth, and it talks a little bit about the mountains. But yeah, it's actually maybe 1.5 feet tall lettering that goes around the entire base of the Hyatt. Yeah.
Wow.
Another beautiful piece that's really interesting and just kind of incorporated into the architecture. And if you're not paying attention, you might miss it. But if you see it and you're like, what is that? It's a cool thing. And luckily we did. You don't have to walk around the entire block. We did put the poem on the website so you can read it.
Well, you've obviously educated all of us on a lot of what's going on in Denver with art. And I have to go back to the beginning. I know you said Mayor Federico Pena kind of started this, but we've invested more than $40 million in artwork?
Yeah, $40 million since 1988. And that doesn't include all the artworks that were purchased or donated prior to that. And we occasionally get donations now. Actually, we're working on getting a couple of new pieces into the collection via a donation. So there's all sorts of stuff. So don't think that the artwork just started in 1988. One of my favorite pieces is at the Botanic Gardens. I think it was 1908. It's called Boy and a Frog. I just love it. I love those kind of like old sculptures that feature children interacting with nature. And so it's a little boy sitting on a rock looking down at a frog. And I think it's adorable.
I think I've seen that one, Amber.
You've seen that one,
I've
right?
seen it.
Yeah.
And it's right by that little pond area, kind of in the center of the gardens, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
And you can often hear little frogs right in that pond, doing their little chirping. So, yeah.
That's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
So, Amber, before I let you go, give us back up a little bit. Tell us how we get involved. When's it start? Everything going on.
All right. Yeah. So we actually launched our first tours last week. They're scheduled. There's several per week all the way into September right now scheduled. And then we may add some additional tours as different tour guides come on that might have different specializations. And then, of course, once we start looking into the fall, we'll be looking at tours maybe inside a little bit more just in case of inclement weather. But like I said, tours every week, several to pick from, and you can go to denverpublicart.org and find the tour page, or you can look at our calendar page, like I said, and look at what's coming up, tomorrow or whatever.
Well, Amber Foshee, thank you so much for coming on Mile High Magazine, and keep up the good work. Denver Arts and Venue. Good job. Sounds very exciting, very educational.
Yeah, we're very excited, and it's such a fun way experience summer.
Right.
You get to go outside, but you also get to experience artwork. So.
Sure. Well, thanks, Amber, for giving us some time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet. You guys hang on now. We'll be right back with more on Mile High Magazine.